Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who live in the world of technology, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Today's very important topic is broadband. In the spirit of open frankness, the listener needs to know. The old stockyards guy knows as much about technology, any technology, as a yearling steer knows about Thanksgiving. Prime example would be my first text message to the kids in Minneapolis, New York City, and Los Angeles. It was not that many years ago. Within a few minutes of my send, here came a reply from daughter Sarah in a Big Apple. It was simple and succinct. Her message read, "My Lord, Dad, a pig just flew by my window." That, my friends, pretty much says it all. However, with a bit of guidance from the staff at South Dakota Corn, let's talk broadband in the state, beginning with the fact that broadband is a very important tool to the work of farmers, and so much of that begins with internet access. You know, we pretty much take that access for granted in our cities, but as many of our farm and ranch families will tell you, that access can be a challenge for much of rural South Dakota. This year, with the South Dakota Corn Growers Association as a major advocate for the package, legislation passed in our state with funding for a $100 million broadband initiative to help build our internet access for many in rural areas across the state. Grants for broadband expansion will be awarded to multiple telecommunication companies, and over the next several years, there will be a series of completed projects. That having been said, know that the fight's not over. There's much to do on the national level, and the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, in conjunction with the national organization, will be working on behalf of our state's farm and ranch families to finish the job. South Dakota Corn has new content about this topic on SD Corn's Farming in the 605 podcast, as well as on our bi-weekly blog. You can find both at sdcorn.org. Check out the podcast conversation with Adam Jordy, Director of Government Affairs with the Rural Broadband Association. Well worth the time. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be careful in your labors. Pray for rain where it's so badly needed, and thanks a million for all that you do.